Privacy and security laws are making it harder for agencies to recover improper payments. Senate lawmakers are promising to change the laws to let agencies access databases run by the IRS and the Social Security Administration. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins live with details on the problems agencies continue to face. He's also at the Acquisition Excellence Conference in Washington. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom. Now something totally different, right?
That's right. So tell us, why are privacy and security laws standing in the way of agencies recovering or even not making improper payments?
Well, the main law dates back to the 1980s. It's something called the Computer Matching Programs Provisions, which were added to the Privacy Act of 1974. Those rules make it much more difficult for agencies to basically share data. And these laws affect two of the most important databases, the master death file held by the Social Security Administration and the delinquent taxpayers list run by the IRS. Now, listen to this exchange from yesterday's hearing between Senator Tom Coburn and Danny Werfel, the controller of the Office of Management and Budget.
There's two things with the Social Security death master file. There's a public file, and then there's a non-public file. And right now, we have seamless access to the public file, but it's incomplete because there's a timing issue. And we don't always get the information from the states or whoever is required to report on the death information into our database. The other thing is that Social Security, because of legal issues surrounding the Privacy Act and other requirements, cannot give us the non-public file seamlessly. There's a lot of paperwork that needs to be done. So we need to get a complete file and get it to the agencies. We need to...
Let me ask you. First of all, you don't have to have that. You can send numbers to Social Security, and they can say yay or nay without them ever exposing that list to you. So there are ways technically to get around that bump if you want to get around the bump. The problem is you don't have cooperation from the agency. That's the problem.
And this is actually not a new problem, as Senator Coburn was talking about. In fact, a report by his office in 2010 found that agencies paid more than $1 billion to dead people between 2000 and 2010. And, of course, we all remember the OPM Inspector General report from 2011 that found that OPM over the last 5 years spent $600 million with dead people. So, but Coburn believes this is actually just the tip of the iceberg. There's plenty more problems that have not been uncovered yet. The second area where the law makes it harder for agencies is the sharing of information about contractors or grantees that are tax delinquents. And Coburn says he's not talking about those who are under investigation, but actually those who have been found in court to be tax delinquent. Werfel says OMB is developing guidance for agencies about contractors or grantees who owe taxes.
There is actually legislation that was enacted, I think, in the 2011 appropriations bill, which requires us to essentially trigger an accelerate suspension and debarment proceedings for those entities that are in arrears. The big challenge we have here, again, and I don't mean to push it back on Congress, the big challenge here we have is we do not have the ability to share the IRS data in terms of who's delinquent with the agencies so they know we rely, believe it or not, on the contractors to tell us if they're tax delinquent.
I know, but that, anybody in here think that's stupid? Yes, but you do have the ability to send a taxpayer identification number to the IRS and say, is this taxpayer identification number in arrears? You do have that ability. There's nothing in the law that precludes you from doing that. And if it's in arrears, why in the world will we be sending somebody a check that owes us money?
Now, Danny Werfel obviously was talking with Tom Coburn there, and Werfel tells Coburn as well is that there may be other rules actually in the tax code that further prohibit the sharing of information among agencies. Obviously, Coburn says his office is going to check into that, because if that is true, that's got to be changed. Now, for his part, Coburn's office actually will release another report by GAO detailing just how much money contractors who are tax delinquents, again, received from agencies.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. So what are some of the senators promising to actually do from their end to fix these issues, Jason?
Well, obviously, I think first off, Coburn promised legislation to fix sharing between IRS SSA master death file. Both Coburn and Senator Tom Carper, the subcommittee chairman, asked Danny Werfel from OMB, Beryl Davis from GAO, Sheila Connolly, the deputy CFO from HHS, actually for written answers over in the next 2 weeks about which laws are actually keeping them from sharing data more easily. And then there's also the bill that Tom Carper is sponsoring. It's called S-1409, the Improper Payments Elimination and Recovery Improvement Act. This is a follow-on to the bill Congress passed just last year and President Obama signed into law, commonly known as IPERA. Now, this new bill by Senator Tom Carper, which has a House version, which actually bodes well, that was introduced just recently by Congressman Todd Platts and Ed Towns, this bill would do several things, including requiring agencies to use recovery audit contractors, which are contractors basically go back into the data, find what problems potentially exist, and then audit those payees looking for improper payments. The bill also would address the death fraud issue, which is what we talked about earlier. And OMB and agencies would have to identify specific approaches to address the issue within 180 days of the legislation becoming law. Now, Carper says the subcommittee may try to get the Improvements Act through the legislative process in a bit of a different way.
Senator Coburn and I were talking earlier this week about whether or not we might want to package together some legislation like this, the Improper Payments Improvement Act, our FAST Act that deals with trying to really go after a lot of the problems we have with waste in Medicaid and Medicare, maybe package that together with some of the stuff that several has worked on, Senator Brown as well as Senator Coburn on surplus properties, what to do about surplus properties, and maybe about three or four bills like that, put them all together and try to move them as a package. And we have problems with scoring from CBO, but we think we have a way maybe to deal with that and could maybe move something that would be offset and save in the long term. We're convinced lots and lots of money, which is what we're interested in doing.
Now, obviously, there's plenty of other things going on. OMB has a big full-court press on improper payments. They identified about $1.4 billion in recovered overpayments to contractors and they recovered actually $1.25 billion last year, which is about 86%. And then GAO released the report, which we have linked up on federalnewsradio.com, and you can find out all their recommendations for how agencies can actually do a better job.